I'll give you a quick review. Yesterday we were learning that there's an inyan of Baal Ta'acha by Naziris, and we're trying to wonder how is it Baal Ta'acha by Naziris. By a neder, you made a promise to do something, a carbon, you delay it, so you didn't do the carbon. But by Nazir, as soon as you say you're a Nazir, automatically you're a Nazir. So we said one answer was that you said that before I die, I'm becoming a Nazir. Since we don't know when you're going to die, so you have a chiv to make yourself a Nazir straight away. And that's the first answer, and that's what means by Baal Ta'acha. Rabbi Acha by Yaakov said, for example, you're in a cemetery, and therefore you have to walk outside to be able to make your Nazir should be chal. And according to those who say Nazir is chal straight away, still you have an inyan to make Nazir's betara. And we learn from here that if you become tummy and you delay your tara, you're also over Baal Ta'acha for delaying your Nazir's of tara. So we're up to here at Avdal and Aleph. We're up to about 10 lines on the top. Rab Acha b'reid Ravikam. I'll give you another answer. That's something you have to do. What do you mean is Baal Ta'acha by Nazir is over Baal Ta'acha teglachtoy? If you delayed your haircut, and since it's a mitzvah, I say to take a haircut, even though I'm not akiv anything, and you delayed it, that's what you're about tacha. Anything where there's a pu'ula, you're about tacha. That's what the Hekesh teaches us. Obviously, we don't have to say lemandam, but taglachas ma'akev. There's one who said that if you don't take a haircut, you still remain tamei. Of course, there's an obligation for you to do it as soon as possible. And if you don't, go ahead and take a haircut. Even the one who holds that taking a haircut does not in any way prevent your taro, you can eat kabbonis and everything else. Kachim, mitzvah's giluach, mila mekayin. The fact you didn't mekayin, your mitzvah giluach. Mar Zutra Breed of Mori Omar, he says, you know where the Baal Ta'achr is, Oyve Baal Ta'achr Korban Noisav. You're Oyve Baal Ta'achr if you delay your Kabanas. If you delay, Nozir, we learned in yesterday's Chitas, has to bring three Kabanas. An Oyle, an Achatas, and a Shlamim. So if you delay your Kabanas, you're Oyve Baal Ta'achr. Again, a Pula, and you're delaying it. Freddy Gemara delaying Kabanas, we learn from there. I mean, Hocha Nafkle, Mahasa Nafkle. We learned the whole idea of delaying Kabanas somewhere else. It says in the Pasuk that if you make a neder to bring a carbon, don't delay it. Kidoresh Yidrishenu, Hashem will demand it from you. And that's a generic term for all Kabanas. What do I need a special limit for Nazir's Kabanas that he'll be, that especially Hekish Baal Ta'achr? Eilu Chatois Vasham, if you delay your carbon, Chatos or Asham, and Nazir also has them. Nein. I would have thought that Nazir is unique, that even though Nazir also has a chattas and Oshem does not come included in those other ones. Mountain, I would have thought. Chidish hu shechitcha toyeb Nazir. Since Nazir has other chidushim involved, maybe there's no Baal Ta'acha there as well. In other words, right now we're assuming. Sin is a kula by Nazir, therefore maybe also there's another kula, there's no Baal Ta'acha. What kula do we find by Nazir we don't find anywhere else? My chidish, ilema de le matvis le lechattas Nazir benedit. If I get up and say I make a nedit, I promise, I take upon myself to bring the carbon of a Nazir, carbon chattas of a Nazir. It's meaningless nedit. So therefore, since you cannot take upon yourself the chiv of a chattas Nazir, there's a kula there, maybe also there's no Baal Ta'achr. What are you talking about? Every chattas, any chattas chelev, generic term for all chattas is chelev. I was written in the pasuk there, because it's the common one. And by chattas chelev, you ate today for fats. You have to bring carbon chattas. If a guy says, take it upon myself a neder to bring this chattas chelev, what is it? Nothing. So any chattas you can't take upon yourself. What makes this a kula by nazir? She'ein matfisa b'nedir. Now the truth of the matter is when you become you could take upon yourself to become a nazir. As a result of becoming a nazir, you have to bring a chattas. So you could take upon yourself a chattas. Forget chattas chaylev, you can't do anything unless you do an aveda. Only way you can bring a chattas chaylev, you have to eat chaylev and then you bring a chattas. By nazir, you don't have to do an aveda, become a nazir.
Isn't the thing that somebody's not a nazir, says, I want to bring the chattas of a nazir.
So in other words, the question was that it's all part of, when you say I'm becoming a nazir, the whole package is all included. And the tenets of the Shani is, no, when you say a nazir, you're saying a nazir. This is a consequence that you have no control over. So the fact is, directly, the chattas comes afterwards. It's an outcrop of it. So therefore, it's not like you did it. So what's so unique about nazir then? So the Gemara, look, the chattas chelev, she ain't matfisa b'ned, and yet, we're about to acher. Elamai chidush, you know the chidush is. Salke dat chamin, I would have thought, ho yil v'im amar, if a guy says, hareini nazir, I'll be a nazir, I feel him a chatzit, I want to be, you know, three parts of nazir, right? Grapes, I'll drink grapes, and I'll take a haircut, and I'll go to basic quarters. He says, I'll be a nazir because I don't want to drink wine. Have a nazir l'chol. The din is that he's not only a nazir for the wine, he automatically become a nazir for everything. So we see there's something unique about nazir. So maybe you want to ask a question, it makes sense. So this is a kul of nazir or a chumra of nazir? This is a chayda chumra. You said one word, and then the whole nazir is a chal. So faket, maduch nazir is so chomer that you say one word, the entire nazir is chal. Surely you should be over about to achad. You more or less that in a minute. But first, I want to ask, it's not so simple. Honich, there's actually a machlekes if you become a nazir. Honich, man damer ki nazir mecharts and have a nazir l'chol taka. You have a good question. El Rab Shimon damer ein nazir atche yazim mekul. You're not a nazir at all until you actually say all of it. Ma'ikel emeimah. So what's the chumra of difference of nazir? And second of all, oid hay chidish l'chumru. It's not a kula, it's a chumra. So on the contrary, if it's so chumra, surely you should be able to taka. El ma'ik chidush. What's the chidish? Salke them out of thought. Hoyil sins. Since we im gilach al achas mishloshten yotz, I would have thought that if you were gilach, let's say you're supposed to bring all three kabbanas, you only brought one carbon, and then you took a haircut, the din is you are yotze, you're cooler. L'chayri didn't bring all three, and yet if we did only one, and you brought and you took a haircut, you yotze. So maybe such a kula loy la'aver ola about the achim as well. You shouldn't be yovik tal tachir. Kamar shalom that even though it has this kula yovik about tachir. That's why we need the hekish. You can't learn from all the kabbanas. Under the doid, yeah. You be some that's not the bishul la'makrif. The haircut is what. Boys, another answer is my chidusha. You know the chidush of nazir. We're trying to find. We gave an answer now that a nazir that we need bal ta'achir for the karbonis. Every carbon is bal ta'achir. A nazir has a kula that we would have thought is different than everything else. The first kula we came up with was if you take a haircut, even though you didn't bring all three karbonis, you can already you can catch him. Another one is my chidusha. Go back to our original answer. Mishum lemat fisa imeneda. You can't get up and say I'm bringing a carbon chatas of a nazir. We said no carbon chatas can you bring up with a nazir. I've heard a kashal. He asked me a question. Chatas chaylev. What about chatas chaylev? No. What are you comparing? Chatas chaylev kaashel lekapora. What's the whole idea of a chatas chaylev? You need it to atonement. So how can a person who does not do an aveda? How can he get up and say I'm going to bring a chatas chaylev? What are you taking atonement for? Klepnisht. Mashenge ba nozir, the chattas is not atonement. What aveda did you do? Every nozir brings a chattas. It's a mitzvah god. It's not even aveda. And even we'll see later. Even according to Rav Shimon, the opinion to hold that it's an aveda to become a nozir because he's denying himself olam hazeh. It's not the kind of aveda that needs a karma chattas. So therefore, therefore, this chattas is more like a mitzvah. Because it's more like a mitzvah, you would have thought that I should be able to be matvis neder. Why not? Kamashlan says the Torah says he can't. Is it I that it's unique? It's a chumah. Doesn't matter. The fact is that it's unique. Chatas chayli the kapora the chatas nazir lemay asya. What is a chatas nazir? What aveda did you do? Nothing. Just a mitzvah. So therefore, logic says no different than a shlomi or any other carbon that you can make a neder. And yet the din is he can't. L'chayli is unique. L'chayli is unique. Another fedigamoda right away. But what about chatas yiladis? What about a woman who gives birth? She brings a karma chatas. She did not commit aveda. Tadloy asya lekapora. She did not do aveda, and yet va'avra lem shabal tachet. You tell me, I need the hekish. What do you need the hekish for? Even if I didn't have the hekish, since a yoledes who gives birth and gives birth to and she has to bring a karma chatas and she's over about tachet. Even though nobody can get up and say I'm taking upon myself a chatas yoledes, you cannot get up and say I'm taking upon myself a chatas yoledes. And even so, we see from what that even though there's not aveda by yoledes, nobody can take it up, and yet you're about to achet. So nazir is the same thing. What do I need a hekish to tell me the nazir is chayiv? So when the answer is kashay le'mechel kachim, over there is coming to permit you to eat kachim. There it has a purpose. The reason why nobody else can bring it, why does a woman have to bring kachim? She's tummy until she brings that carbon. So therefore, another person cannot be matvus and neder. They're not us in the carbon that they the kachim that they should have to bring it. The Ran already asked another Shainim, we learned Gemara in Nidin other places that a woman makes a shavua, she'll never have a kid again, therefore she has to bring his karma chattas. But that's still not an aveda that requires now a karma chattas. If anything, in the future, when she's over it, maybe then. But now she, and even then, it's a Nidhi Oinsin, so you were forced into it. It's not you wouldn't have to bring a chattas. Yeah, exactly.
It's a little bit similar to the idea of a nozir, but the diving suffering on hazard.
That's right. It's not really an aveda. That's right. The Bekiv Egeri asked the question, and it makes the Tzorachin, who said taka that a yeledis that a yeledis is over bal tachar? You made an assumption here, and you're asking a kasha. Who said? Maybe taka not over bal tachar for the very same reason that nazir, if not for the hekish.
Think about it practically. You've got a woman who lives up in the most northern part of Israel. She has a baby.
Yeah.
Well, she counts whatever days. How long
does
it take to walk to
the Beis
Hamikdash?
She's been now marked. Okay, true. Yeah. Bal tachar means the yefriyim time. So you have plenty of time. So as the Gemara, Amma, you also said before, okay, we discussed now about the Achid, you also said we learned out the name Hekesh, what else we learn out? Man nidorim, just like nidorim. Of meifer nidre bitter, father can cancel the nidorim of his daughter. Ubal meifer nidre, the husband can cancel the nidorim of his wife. Af nazidus, so to nazidus, of meifer nidre bitter, father can cancel the nidorim of his daughter. Ubal meifer nidre, and a husband can cancel the nidorim of his wife. Lomeli hakesha, with different ways of comparing things. A hekesh is very strong. Lomeli hakesha, it was 130 meters. Why do you need a hekesh? Teise bamematinu. Let's just learn the fact that they're very similar to each other, and therefore, because they are very similar to each other, nazir and neder, therefore, whatever didn't apply to neder, apply to nazir. By neder, the husband and the father can cancel the darim, wife and daughter. Same thing also by nazir. What do you need a hekesh for? A hekesh is stronger than bamematinu. A hekesh, you can't just slog up like that. You need a strong upslug. But Ben Metzino, the slightest difference you can make, you can slug it up. But there is no difference. The mamash is identical. In fact, we did learn before that a neder yasa the thing and not the yasa the chayfetz. And for the Gemara, lamali akesha teisa Ben Metzino min adarim. So Gemara says, no, there is a difference. I can slug it up. Dilma gabe in the adarim would make. You know what? By adarim, the father or husband could destroy it. Mishum the loy is like kitzusa by neder. There's no time limit. How long is a neder? You make a neder that I want this meat is also for me. How long is also for you? Forever. If you make a neder that this is also forever. Ava gab in nezidus isle kitzusa. The stam nezidus lamed yoim. A stam nozer is 30 days. It's kodesh year is gematria 30. So we say a stam nozer. How long is it holy for 30 days? Let's do, yeah. But a neder, if you don't specify, is loil and void. So therefore, we say it's not the same. So maybe a neder is different dinim, and a father can cancel that by nozer. The Ran already asked, so why taka don't we learn that gufa? Just like Nedestam Nozir's 30 days, say by Nedestam Nozir's 30 days. If you have a hekesh, it works both ways. Or Bememetzinu. Answers to says no. Because one of the, remember we learned in the beginning that there are two kinds of Dorim, there's neither Issa and neither Kodesh. And we know by Kodesh, if you say a Nedda that this animal is Hegdish, doesn't automatically, it can never, we had more in the Dorim, actually later, the Flamid. By Hegdish, it doesn't automatically, it can never. The Kedusha can never leave the Chdai on its own. You have to do something to take it out. So a neder of carbon definitely is la'olam void. And since by neder of carbon is definitely la'olam void, the neder of Isar also is la'olam void. So therefore, we would think they're very different. That's why we need a hekesh. Kamash v'lam. So you want to write in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, it said, in the example, the Mishnah of Yodis, it says for three expressions. Mudrani mecha, mufreshani mecha, mudrchakani mecha. All you said was, I'm separated from you. And then the next three cases in the mission is She'ani oichalach. We have two cases: She'ani, I won't, or She'ani, that I will. She'ani oichalach, and all that kind of stuff. So how do we read the mission? Are there six different cases, or is it three cases supposed to connect them together? So we have Shmuel over here. In the next few blocks, we're going to have a discussion about a thing called Yodayim She'enon Mechichas. If you have a Yad, only a part sentence, but Enon Mechichas, it's not so conclusive what you're trying to say. If Yodayim She'enon Mechichas, we have the same Gemara condition above, but here it's more Barichas. Omar Shmuel, so Shmuel first made a comment, but when do we say that Mudrani Memcha? If I just say the word Mudrani Memcha, it's not even a, so right now the Gemara is learning, if I say Mudrani Memcha, I swear of you, swear what? I didn't say, so it's a Yedda, it's not even a Yad. It's not Pshad, it's a Yedayim She'enem Mechichas, it's not clear. There's nothing here, what I say. I'm swear of what? So I said nothing. So it's not a Yad. So Shmuel says, so when therefore do we say it's considered a Yedayim? The chulin ad sheyemi, you have to connect the two. Mudrani mecha, and then he has to say shani oichalach, shani toimlach. He has to connect the second batch of three with the first one of the first batch of three. Mudrani mecha, ufreshani mecha, meruchakani mecha. What? Shani oichalach, and then that will make it a yadayim she'enan mechichas. Okay, Mitch, I'll ask you a question. If a guy says, Mudr ani mimcha, I'm sworn from you. Mufrushani mimcha, I'm separate from you. Merchukani mimcha, I'm distant from you. Harei ze osa, it's already osa. What does it sound like from here? That alone is already osa. I don't need the preamble of, I don't need the second part, which is to spell out oichel or toyim.
Once he's used one of these
lashonim. It's enough. I'm ready. So why does come along and say that now Mishnah, there's not even a yad, unless you connect it with some, you have to be a bit more specific. What about Mudrani? Then I'm not going to eat from you. The Braise clearly says just those three expressions is enough. And then the Braise continues. So Hareza Asa. That sounds like that's us. End the story. Another story. Shani Oichaloch, Shani Toimloch, Hareza Asa. Sound like from the Braise. Anything that you say is Asa. Kasha Shmuel. Everything modern, not Kasha. Hochik Tony. This is how you're supposed to learn. But Medvar Mamurim, the Braise is saying, when is it Asa? When you connected Ba'oim Shani Oichaloch, Shani Toimloch. So even though the Braise separates us too, the Braise is like the Mishnah, is trying to tell you when is the first case. Also, if you connect it with and be a bit more specific. Okay. No.
Toyim means you taste anything.
Yeah. Oichel is not a team of mutter. Yeah, 100%. Oichel is a meal. No, oichel means a meal. Toyim means, as we have in the Shkolar B'Hichas Tainis, by Megillah. Toyim means less than a kazayis, because Mar Avraham says. The machlek is actually in Barachas, if it's putting out.
I
want
to dismiss physical proximity, but if it's something else,
that he's the tzaddik
of else, he can never know.
Yeah, as long as, 100%. For Yimara Batan, you learned another braisa fakert. Says there, a different order. She'ani oichel, if you say, I won't eat, she'ani toilo and taste. Also, that's already us, without even the preamble. And then the braisa says, mudrani mevchom, for shayim chom, mevchom, hale is a osir. Nu, vices again, that even each on its own is osir. Says more no. Shmuel answer again. Connected to Tini Hacha. Ukvar Oma Mudrani. When is Shani Oichalach Asa? Then the next half of the braises. If I already said this preamble. Fredi Mori Hacha and Yerashas. What's going on these two braises? Number one. Number two. Oid. Asa Lamil Misne. If the main thing is the first part, but the condition is that you have to add the second part, then after the first part says Asa, then bring the second part. Why do you have to spell the word Asa again after the second part? Sounds like it's separate cases. So we're changing now the whole Shmuel. You're right. Mudrani mecham v'shanim mecham is a yedayim she'ena mechichis and it's also aser. So what's Shmuel's comment on our Mishnah? This is what he's saying. Time, the only reason why it's aser she'ama she'ani oichalach she'ani oich, because he said that I will eat from you, that I will taste from you. What happens? I cannot eat from you, but you can eat from me. Had I not added the word she'ani oichalach she'ani toimlach, I just said mudrani mecham. It's a yedayim she'ena mechichis, and there will be. I cannot eat from you, but nor can you eat from me. It's both. I'm saying I and my assets will have no benefit from you and your assets, which means I cannot eat from you and you cannot eat from me. So forget now by adding oichalach, it's a cooler. Before we started off, adding oichalach is a chumrah. Without it, nothing happened. Now we're saying, no. If I say mudrani mecham means completely, can you can't from me and I can't you. But if I add ani oichalach, I won't eat from you, but you could eat from me. So it's a cooler. So really now we're saying mudrani mecham alone is a yadayin shemechichas, and that is a yad. On my assets, only on my things. I have control of my things. I said, you cannot eat from me. It's mine.
I have control of not eating from you.
And I have control of my things.
I can't say you can't eat yours.
That's right. But you can't eat from me.
Ella Mashmul,
time Adam Shani Echalor, Shani Time Lahuda Asim Khabed Mutter, then I'm also my friend's mutter. I will Oma Mudrani him if I just said generally Udrani Mah. Lichude. Shnei masurim. How do I know? Ki hod am Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina. Like Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina said, mudrani imach shnei masurim. They're both asur. So we're not focused on that. Tonight we learned. A guy says, Hareini alecha chedim. He says, I am to you chedim. Yes, the din is that sounds like I am asur to you. So hamudir asur. So you, the one who's not the beneficiary, the one who is the object of my net, the chedim, is asr. Aba madi lo, but I can have enough of you. Because all I said was that I'm a chedim to you, but you're not a chedim to me. So I can eat from you. The chedim Shmuel just said, if you don't spell out what it's all about, you just say the words mudrani memcha, mufrushai memcha, it's asr both ways. And here the Braise clearly said, the Mishnah clearly says, if you say hareini alecha chedim, it's only one way. He must have said, no, you know what the Mishnah is talking about? You're going to punish. The Mishnah didn't spell out the whole thing, but you continue, and he said, Va'at alai, loy. But you're not also to me. I actually added that clause in. At alai, to make the Mishnah go further, at alai chedim. If I say you are a chedim to me, then faket, the Mishnah says. Hanoidir also, that means I cannot benefit from you. Abamud alai, but you can benefit from me. Luchay, according to Shmuel, again, if you just say chedim, I don't spell out food or drink, it's also both ways. And for the more again, of course, you're going the Kaddish, you added, I clearly stated, but I will not answer to you. I understand. What happens if you don't spell out? If you just say, Mudrani, Mukhani, Man, Mai, Shnei. So it sounds like from here. You're saying the only reason why over here it's Mutter one way and one way, it's also because I spelled out. You're also to me, but I'm not also to you. I have to spell it out. No, if I don't spell it out, Taka will be also both ways, like Shmuel said. But let me ask a question. How many Tony safe, but it says later on. Hareini alecha v'atalai. If I spell out, you're also to me, and I'm also to you, then shnei masurin is mashma. The only time in both of us is exactly. I have to express it. Hadinu the shnei masurin is mashma hostama. Who also bechabei muta stam? I'm also to you, but you're muta to me. So what's going on here? And Shmuel said before mudrani b'chaz both ways. So now I'm going to make a difference. Elohachi itmar. The Rabbi Yisib Chanina. This is how we learn about the Chanina. Mudr ani loch. If I say you, that I am also loch to you, loch means to you and to your things. That means it was both ways. Mudr ani loch is to you. So I'm also to you, and your things to me. But then shnei masurim, both ways. But mudrani heimach, if I say I'm also from you, then the only thing is clear. It's only one way. Who also bechaveina mutr? Very good. Well, okay, we'll stop here. See you tomorrow.